everybody. Welcome to Come Follow Me in Daily Dose. I'm Lindsay Hansen, and today is January 12th. Today we're going to continue in this week's Come Follow Me block. We've been talking about the visitation from the angel Moroni to Joseph Smith. We talked yesterday about how the angel told Joseph that there was a work for him to do and explained that his name would be had for both good and evil to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. So today let's take a look a little bit more at what the angel Moroni says to Joseph. He says, "There was a book deposited, written upon gold plates, giving an account of the former inhabitants of this continent and the source from whence they sprang." He also said that the fullness of the everlasting gospel was contained in it, as delivered by the Savior to the ancient inhabitants. Also that there were two stones and silver bows, and these stones fastened to a breastplate constituted what is called the Urim and Thummim, deposited with the plates, and the possession and use of these stones were what constituted seers of ancient or former times, and that God had prepared them for the purpose of translating the book. Now, before I jump into what I was thinking about and studying about as I read those verses, I have to apologize because sometimes I get really caught up in really cool things in the gospel. Sometimes I get caught up on those just really neat aspects. They're generally things that aren't saving doctrines, but I find them really cool nonetheless, and I end up delving into them. I will at the end try to pull in more of the personalized saving doctrines of the gospel, but I have to apologize right off the bat because I really went down the rabbit hole of information today. Now, there are a few things in the story of the restoration that always surprise me. And they surprise me because Joseph Smith, when he explains some things or teaches about things, goes so far beyond the understanding of the people of the day. Now, the reason I say that and the reason why it surprises me is that if Joseph Smith were a fraud, or a con man, or a treasure seeker, like he was accused of being. If that were the case, and I testify that it's not the case, but if it were, he sure chose some strange lies to tell. You would think that he would choose a lie that would be even in the realm of reality for people of the day, meaning you think that he would choose to tell everyone something a little bit closer to what they already believed. For example, the first vision, "There was not a single religion of the day that I know of, a single Christian religion of the day, that taught that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ were two separate and distinct beings. The reason is, in the Council of Nicaea, that was a doctrine that was debated, and it was voted upon, and they decided that God the Father and Jesus Christ were one being. And so all the Christian religions of the day followed that Nicene Creed, and all of them believed that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ were one being." So the idea that Joseph Smith said that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ were two separate and distinct beings, that idea was so far beyond people's understanding of the day. But it's what Joseph Smith taught because it's what he saw. And we see that again here in these verses. Moroni said, and Joseph Smith declared, that there was an ancient record, a book, written upon gold plates, an ancient history engraved on metal. Again, that is another thing that would have been unheard of for Joseph Smith. But that was the story he told because that was the truth that Moroni delivered to him. All the ancient documents that were well known at the time were written on papyrus. That is what was known. That was what was familiar for the people. In fact, Joseph Smith, one of the things that people mocked him for was this idea that this history could be written on gold plates. People made fun of that idea relentlessly because it's not what was known. Records were kept on papyrus. They were kept on paper. That's all the people knew at the time. However, Joseph Smith said, no, this book was written on gold plates. However, with time, we see the ancient engravings upon metal, although mostly unknown in Joseph's day, have been discovered to be quite common. So I'm just going to go through a few of these that are particularly interesting to me. And I apologize because I'm going to pronounce these probably super wrong. But first of all, we have the Pyrgi gold plates, which were written in about 500 BC. We have the Byblos syllabic inscriptions, which were on copper plates. But the thing that's interesting about them is that they were written in a condensed form of Egyptian. So although it probably wasn't the exact same language that the Book of Mormon was written in, you could say, because it was a form of Egyptian, you could say that those plates were written in Reformed Egyptian. You have the Tablet of Shalmaneser, which was gold, not discovered until 1920. The plates of Darius, which were gold and silver. The thing that's interesting about them was that they were preserved in a stone box, much like what we see with the gold plates. That one wasn't discovered until 1938. There were several records inscribed on gold found in the Mayan civilization and in Peru, discovered in the 1950s. They even, in fact, with the Mayan civilization, they found a stone box buried at the entrance of the temple. So that one's kind of interesting and similar. Near the Dead Sea Scrolls, they discovered two copper scrolls in 1952. There's the Etruscan Gold Book, which dates back to 600 BC. That's a familiar date. That one was discovered in the 1950s and is particularly interesting because it's bound in a very similar way that Joseph described the gold plates to be bound. We've got the Sutra gold plates. There's the silver scrolls found just outside of Jerusalem that dates back to 600 BC, not discovered until 1979. We've got the Orphic gold plates from 400 BC. These ones are super interesting for members of the church because the information inscribed on the Orphic gold plates is very, very similar to some things that we know about our modern day temple ceremony. So that one is worth looking into a little bit more. Super, super interesting. Again, that one's called the Orphic gold plates. So we see here that even though it was beyond the understanding of the people in the 1820s, people who made fun of Joseph Smith for saying that God would preserve these golden plates for him to translate, we see that God works in ways that we don't always understand. In Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 9, it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." So we see that just because we might not understand something, that we might not think something is the way that it should be done or the way the Lord would do things, that doesn't mean that that's not the Lord's method. We might not understand things. The people of Joseph Smith's time might not have understood the gold plates, but that doesn't mean that it wasn't the Lord's way of preserving the record of the people in the ancient Americas. The same is often true in our days. The prophets and the apostles teach things. They do things. They declare things that we may not necessarily understand. But just as our Father in heaven would testify to the truthfulness of the golden plates to anyone who sincerely asked in prayer, we can also approach our Father in heaven when there's something that we might not understand completely. We can go to our Father in heaven and we can ask for confirmation of His will. We can ask humbly to be taught and instructed so that we can understand His ways and not just focus on our ways. Part of that is understanding that God sees the big picture. He sees the beginning from the end. And because of that, He understands how things that we're dealing with fit into that big picture where we can't always see that. My friends, I testify that as we strive to become more like our Father in heaven, His ways will become clearer and clearer to us, and our ways can become more in line with His. Thank you so much for listening today. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to follow us on social media. Subscribe, like, comment, or share. This has been Come Follow Me Daily Dose, and I'm Lindsay Hansen.